Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A special guest today. Boy, I'm going back. I'm a little embarrassed showing my age. Doing Henry Crockett's game. The Crockett brothers at Ely High School. Now the president of the Orange Bowl committee. And on a big year. Big year for the Orange Bowl. We'll get into all of it. Henry joins us this morning. Henry, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Joe. How's everything going?
Man, I'm doing great. It was like yesterday, man. Of course, when you get to my age. It was like yesterday. Ely High School. Soul Bowl, yeah. Dillard, yeah. And Joe, you got to see these Crockett brothers. They're both damn good players. But I'll tell you what, those were fun times, man, watching the great teams. And Dillard, of course, obviously loaded back then as well. That had to be fun of the old Soul Bowl when that thing really meant something.
I'm telling you, it was great. And it's funny. It's funny you say that. I was on the phone with Jimbo Fisher yesterday and was inviting him because we're honoring him because we inducted him into the Hall of Fame at the Orange Bowl. And he talked about that game because he came down from Auburn and took all those players from Dillard.
Right.
And but he was just talking about the amount of talent that was on that field. It was amazing.
You know, old Coach Gray, God bless him, he was dishing them to Auburn, boy. They were getting all those guys. I go, hey, man, there's like 12 D1 guys and seven of them are going to Auburn. What the hell's going on back then, man?
Yeah. Man.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. I think as I look at this, this is a big win, and I go back to the big boss over at the Orange Bowl. He was worried about this playoff system and how the Orange Bowl was going to fit in. I said, man, in the big picture, someday they're going to go to the playoffs. I think it's going to be great, and this is the year we hit the home run looking at the two games, the quarterfinals and the championship game. What a great year for you guys at the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, it's a great year, and I think it's just a part of just catapulting us from last year. We had a great game with Penn State and Notre Dame, and to be able to come this year and have a quarterfinal and a national championship, and I also have the opportunity to be the chairman of the Orange Bowl this year. It's just a great year, and what better place to have a national championship with the sun? And, you know, it's one of the few stadiums that still have grass, so it's just an amazing place to be.
Hey, I got to ask you, because I know because you have played down here and been a big part of the success of our high school and youth football programs, where's the next field going? I always love it. I think one of the things you guys do, and I hear, you know, a lot of people don't care, but I do. But where's the next field? What are we thinking, Henry, on the next field? What are we working on?
We're excited, man. Our Orange Bowl Legacy Gifts and Partners Group with the CFP. The next Orange Bowl gift is going to be right there, right next to Dolphin Stadium and the Walt Frazier Park. We had the Miami McGovern Ravens play there. I was fortunate enough to be able to coach there, too, with the legendary coach Rod Mack, who played at University of Miami. He coached a lot of great players there. Jeremiah Smith, he played there. The kid down in Miami, JoJo and Chance.
Yeah,
Robinson and all these great kids that came out of that school. The starting quarterback CJ for NC State, University of North Carolina Bullet. All the starting running back there. That park has.
Oh my God!
Well, even Dalvin Cook. That park has produced so many great players, and to be able to come there and refurbish that park that's much needed. I mean, it's going to bring so much to the community. It's going to get a parent's opportunity to come out there and enjoy themselves in a safe environment. And then we're also going to move down to the Kindles Boys and Girls Club. And that's going to be our second field that we do this year.
Oh, man, that's great.
And we're looking forward to it.
We spoke with Alex, the president of the Boys and Girls Club. Now he's ecstatic. But you know, these gifts that we partnered up with the county and shout out to Commissioner Oliver Gilbert, because he helped push this through. And
always been a big fan. Always been a big fan behind the stuff with the kids.
Bush Park, we also do a $600,000 STEM room, and we're excited about that because we understand that, you know, the world is going to STEM. Everything is going to be STEM and coding and all that. So we gotta make sure that the kids in those underserved areas have the opportunity to keep up and also be prepared for jobs that haven't been created yet. So Orange Bowl Cares and our legacy gifts, man, I believe is one of the most impactful things that we're doing at the Orange Bowl. Because everybody know about the game, but a lot of people don't realize the things that we do throughout the year. So that legacy gifts is one of it's at the top.
Hey, Henry, I think it's great, man. Not to mention the two games and potentially who we could have from the school you went to. Florida State looks great. Miami, find out more about them this Saturday night against the Gators before they play after a bye week against your Seminoles. I want to get in some things because you're kind of from the old school. We didn't have all the guys coming from Dade to Broward and Broward to Dade, and everybody kind of stayed back in the community back then. As a matter of fact, if you left, I think you'd agree, and you went somewhere else, some guys in the neighborhood would not be happy. That would be a problem.
I'd not be happy. You know, it was a really community. It was a community thing now. So I sit back and I see these kids transferring from school to school, transferring to school, doing school. You know, I saw the kid from Northwestern going to
American Heritage Plantation.
American Heritage, you know. And last year, the kid from the transferred down to the Penn State commit. He transferred down, was playing at Central, and middle of the year, he transferred to Chaminade. Like, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Like, you know.
Well, I didn't know. I was talking to Larry Blue. So I said, Blue, when the new rule, like, no matter how bad things are, you can go, hey, our quarterback's hurt. We need one of those guys, and that guy's a good backup. We'd like to get him down in I know we're a private here, but we'd like to go down to Dade and get that public school kid. He was really good last year, and they're not playing him as much. So he's going to start this. I didn't even know you could do it. So it's a crazy world right now, man, and guys travel 20, 30 minutes to get to where they're going to school. Guys got no problem getting up in the morning. I don't know who's paying for that, but sometimes, you know, guys – don't have cars, don't have money for all that stuff. So, but they're getting to school.
Yeah, but they find a way to mess with Teddy Bridgewater out of it. Somebody's putting that bill, getting these kids get from place to place. I just think it's just no accountability. Kids are growing up, and they don't have to, the minute they find some type of adversity, it's always a way out.
Right.
And then you move on to the NIL in college, you know.
Same.
Every year is free agency. Like,
that's right.
I've never heard of it before. Even in the pros, you got a certain amount of time for your free agency. These kids are in free agency every year. Like, it's mind blowing. Like, I want to see them get that money, but I also want to see them endure some things that, you know, they got to fight through. And the first sign of pushback, you don't hit the door. You know, and I'm just concerned that, you know, but just me, Joe, and myself, I've benefited so much from relationships that I built during college. And I'm just worried that these kids is not going to be able to build relationships, because when you make the decision, we was always taught, it's not a four-year decision when you decide what college you go to. It's a 40-year. But now, it's a six-month decision for these kids. Like, because they're hitting the road the minute they see some sign of resistance. And I don't know what we're – I don't think that's a good thing to be teaching our kids.
Yeah, we're going through I know it's not going away, and I got to get used to it in high school, and now we're getting used to it in college. We've had a few years of it. But you're right, man. First time things don't go well, mom gets together with dad and son, and they go, oh, hell no. He didn't play enough this year. He playing more next year, and if not, he's gone. Well, you got to compete. No. Is he in or is he out? Because we got a great offer out there in a power, you know, another Power 5 school. So it's a different time for sure. Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, did you go to school same time at Ely when Eddie Jones was playing basketball? You didn't?
Yeah.
You were there the same.
Eddie,
wow.
My brother and Eddie Jones are best friends. And so I used to run behind those guys, and And I played on the basketball team my sophomore year with Eddie. Eddie is a great guy. He golfs every day. He's probably on the golf course right now.
Yeah, I think he belongs to Adios. I think he was out there at that Adios, and I think he's working on. He got one focus right now. It's that golf game. There's no question. Yeah that's funny.
He's warming up, or he's already on the golf course. Right now, I guarantee. Right now, he's on
the
golf course.
The other thing, because I made a comment about, we got a guy from West Broward, and I'll get a call from somebody and go, no, he's a Miami Gardens kid. He ain't a West Broward kid. He's my So that's the new world. You grew up, and that Ely program up there, that youth football program, you grew up, you know, that's considered at one point, I don't know if it still is, one of the best youth football programs in South Florida. Is it still strong up there?
Yeah, it's still strong. They still have a lot of youth football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Problem is it doesn't trickle into the high school.
No.
Because all the private schools, they come cherry pick the kids once they get to high school. They finish playing their eighth year. They never stay local. And that's not even just the private schools, too. It's some of the public schools, too, you know. But these kids, they don't stay. They don't stay, and they don't go to their neighborhood schools. And I credit, I remember a lot of the high school coaches don't even walk through the back gate. They'll come over to the kids to put on a little football camp to try to funnel those kids to the local high school. They just assume that these kids going to go there. I remember Coach Dubuck from Carter Gibbons. I looked around at the field a couple years ago. He had his football players putting on a football camp right there on our park, Mitchellmore Park, which is another park legacy park that the Orange Bowl has done. I was fortunate enough to, be a part of bringing a legacy gift to that my hometown field as well. But I saw Coach, I saw the Carter Gibbons players put on the football camp there. So what happens is a lot of the kids go to Carter Gibbons.
Yeah.
So you have to invest in these parks. That's what I've learned. You have to invest in these parks. And I had a chance to have my son is at St. Thomas. He's a freshman. And I coached on Rod Mack at my retired Ravens. So I have my son down there.
Hey, Henry, you're breaking up on us here, bud. I can hardly hear you. Can you try it again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Yeah, go ahead about your son's at St. Thomas. Yeah.
I saw that St. Thomas, and I'm just happy to have him there because Roger Harris is a little old school. Like, there's no parents at practice.
Nope.
and he just
– no.
You're going to earn your keep. You're not going to walk in the door and think that you're going to just be the man. You have to work your way up. Everybody was a man when they came in, and they did their time. You're going to play JV a little bit. You'll play a little bit of varsity if you're good enough. But you're going to – he gets kids to buy into – just listen, put the work in due time, your time will come. Like a lot of the kids, even the kids on our Ravens team, they're looking to go to a place that they can go play right now.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants a right now at every level. It's a right now thing. And if not, you got to think about them. Yeah. It's and then you got schools like you said, Roger does a great job over there and he follows.
Great job, man.
So I went to watch my son practice one day. I was off at NBC and George Smith was the head coach. I didn't know. My son had never said anything. I said, I'm going to go out and watch him practice. So I get out there and I see old George walking towards me and says, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm off today from NBC. I came out and watch you guys practice. He goes, no, No. No. You need to leave. I cracked up. So then I found out, you know, I'm talking to some of the other guys that I play with, that kids, they go, oh, yeah, we found the same thing. George said, no, you can't watch.
Nah,
and I get it, man. There's no reason for parents to be out there, you know, and going, hey, where's my kid and why is he not in there? And so that's something the way they do it. So
and you give a chance, you give a kid a chance to grow up, too. Yeah. Like, he got to start making his own decisions. He got to start, you know, you just hope that the work ethic that you've installed in him, that instilled in him, that he would carry that on and he would utilize those tools. But he got to be a man. I think that's part of the growth. Yeah. And so I'm excited to have my son work on him. But, like, I know a lot of his teammates, they would not come to St. Thomas because they say, oh, they don't play freshmen. So I'm like, listen, your kid is 13, 14 years old. Yeah. He's going against 18-year-old kids. Your body has to develop.
Yeah.
It's a process, you know, that you have to go through. Like I said, listen, I don't care what the situation is. You can't cheat the process. And all these kids want instant success. They want, you know, right now. I want to offer right now. Like, you know, it just, we're in the era where it's a bunch of microwave babies. And I think, you know, at the end of the day,
yeah.
You know, what's 4 years for you? Like, yeah. You know, Joe, you only need 1 year.
By the way, I hear guys getting scholarship just playing in 7-on-7 like every week, and they're going, oh, I'm offering. This kid just had a great 7-on-7. I go, 7-on-7? My man never got hit back there. How you know he's going to make those kind of catches anyway? Hey, we can go on and on. Hey, Henry, man, first of all, it's great to have you as president of the Orange Bowl, and I'm really excited about the games and all the stuff you just shared with us, giving back what you guys are doing, and then just talking some old-school South Florida football, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. And don't forget, you know, January 1st this year, we got a noon game at the Orange Bowl. It's going to be a great time. We're excited for it. I'm just happy to be able to be at the front and lead them. And like I said, I get the opportunity to work along some of the greatest people in the world at the Orange Bowl. And it's in all the things that we do in the community. So come on out, man, and come out and enjoy it. And 18 days later, we got the national championship.
Wow.
And we can't do it without the community. So hopefully the community come out. We'd love for you guys to come out and support. We're going to have some amazing things for them to do throughout the whole week. So check us out.
Hey, Henry, and if people need tickets, I'm going to give out your personal phone number so that they can get. Thank you, Henry. You know I'm messing with you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Thank you for the support throughout the years, too. I really appreciate it, Joe.
No problem. Henry Crockett, president of the Orange Bowl, joining us this morning, former NFL linebacker out of Ely High School, the Crockett brothers. He and his brother, Zach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.